So in Korea is 9:20 a.m. of September 18th.
Okay. So, hello, my name is Jahan, and I'm very excited about this interview today. What is your name, and do you consent to be interviewed today?
My name is Jihan, and I'm also excited, and I do consent to be interviewed.
Sounds great. Where are you currently based?
I'm in South Korea right now.
Where were you when COVID hit, and when did you actually learn about COVID?
So when I was actually in Georgia, where at my high school where I study, so it was just like a normal day of high school. I was going through all the works and all the assignments and everything. And I actually knew about COVID-19 before because Korea had all the issues going on before like it hit America. So I was getting news from my parents and my friends, and I was worried about them, but it didn't really affect me because I didn't know it would hit America that fast, but it just suddenly did. And then the next day I was actually kicked out of high school, the dorm, and they were actually asking us to leave because of all the things going on in the world. So yeah, that happened.
Wow. And when you were discussing with your parents and your family at home, how did they describe the situation to be? Were they concerned like it's a pandemic, like it's going to get bad? Or were they like, oh, there's this thing going on? Like, what was their perception and how were they kind of telling you about it? I'm just curious to know.
Well, they're like kind of describe what's going on in Korea and how the government is handling it, but they were also concerned if the pandemic, if not the pandemic, but if the virus will gonna like transfer to different countries and everything, because they kind of knew that the virus is really contagious and everything, so they're kind of there. I think they had like a 50, they thought about 50-50 chance of going into pandemic or just like contained in like East Asia part and everything.
So when did you decide to go back to Korea? Was it the day after, or like did you wait a few days and then you flew back, or how was it?
So our school, they actually gave us, so the decision actually came out on Thursday. And we had to decide to stay in America or to leave to our own countries until like Monday. So I had like that few days to decide on. And the first day, I actually decided to stay in America and see how it's going. And I actually had a option to stay at my friend's house or my uncle's house. So I was like trying to see how it's gonna go in America and everything. But the next day I changed my decision because my parents were like talking about how it might be actually safer to come to Korea because we don't know what's gonna happen in America and all the like health like insurance and everything. We don't know if that's gonna cover if I get like infected and everything. So it was actually going back and forth about like going back to Korea or staying in America. And thankfully, the plane ticket wasn't actually that hard to get. So I just like decided to come to Korea eventually after like 3 days or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like for international students, it's always a bunch of other factors that we have to consider. It's not just like a yes or no.
Yeah,
So I totally
definitely.
understand that. So what were your initial feelings towards the virus, and have they changed from what your feelings are currently towards the virus?
So my initial thought was actually that virus is just like a norm, just like a little more contagious flu virus. That's literally what I thought, because it is a retrovirus of the influenza and the flu. So that's what I thought, and because it wasn't really like deadly and everything, I thought it's not gonna be that bad. I didn't think it was gonna be this like affected, like globally affected and everything. But now I see it, I'm just like, I'm not terrified of it, because I know that even though I get infected, I wouldn't be that like suffering from it, because I'm like young and healthy and everything. But I'm just worried about people around me who's not really like as healthy as me. Like my mom, she was actually sick for before getting going into pandemic and everything, so she's not in the like really good health or anything. So I'm afraid of that, of like me getting sick and actually transferring to her and everything. So I feel like my conception or my thought about virus actually changed into more like that I should be careful about it, and I should be more cautious about like how I act and everything.
Definitely, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything about yourself or the people around you or just your surroundings or anything that has kind of any learning moment that you've had during this virus? Personal, it could be anything.
So I told you that we had to like leave our school and everything, right? So that also meant that we were not having prom, senior prom and graduation. So I wasn't able to go to my graduation and prom and everything. So, and it was like after the first semester and us getting all the acceptance and everything. So it was going to be our like fun time for the seniors, but we weren't able to do that. So that kind of taught me that I really could have spent more time with my friends, because I was so like all my friends were, we were just so focused on what we have to do, college applications, finishing all the works. So it was just really overwhelming to us. So we were really focused on what's like right in front of us, not like spending times with each other and making memories and everything. So because we thought that we would have that time eventually, but that didn't happen. So that actually taught me that like when you have the time to spend with your loved one, you really have to like, you really have to, I don't know how to say it, catch the chance, or like, yeah, you have to really like know that something can happen in your life that you didn't expect. So you just have to go how your life wanna be.
Yeah, definitely. Like there's a lot of things that we all have taken for granted, mm-hmm. and puts those things into perspective, and I agree with you. So how was the community you're currently in? How did it deal with the virus? So right now you're in Korea. Just curious to know like how they dealt with the virus initially, how they're dealing with it right now, and what does the future of the virus look like within your community, just to get an idea, because in the US right now, it's doesn't look too good, so.
Well, Korea, it actually started, they actually responded to the virus really strongly at the first, like from the first time. So they were doing all this like tracing, tracking and testing and everything. And they actually tested a lot of people. And it's still happening, but like as the time passed, as the like all the new like a newly infected like number and rates goes down, people actually kind of like got, you know, loose, if I can say. So the government's like their action also kind of loosened up. So they were actually like telling people like it's okay, it's not like totally fine, but it's okay to slowly start going into like our original economic cycle and everything, and like original lifestyle. But it actually wasn't that like helpful to the situation, because as we loosened up, it actually loosened up a lot of people, a lot of citizens and everything. So it kind of caused new wave of infected people and everything. And now after having 400 like new cases and 500 new cases a day, the government is, they actually raised, So Korea now have like three steps of alertness. So there's like first and second and third. So right now we're in second, and we used to be in second, but that they actually raised to 2.5, but not going to third one. The most like that one is like almost like a lockdown and everything. So they didn't go there, but they actually raised to 2.5. So they it made people to not go to like public places. All the public places were like closed. And a lot of like restaurants were closed, and restaurants were not able to open their places until 9. So they had to close after 9. And so that actually affected people. And that, I think that helped. The numbers went down, but I don't know if that'll actually like last, you know.
That was very helpful. It kind of put things into perspective of how like they have the three tiers, and it's good to know. So how has COVID affected your short-term versus long-term plans, if you want to share this? Because I know that it's a lot of pressure to like ask someone like what are your goals and stuff, but it's good to kind of think about how COVID has affected us currently, but also like in the long term and in the future.
Well, for the like short term plans, I was actually planning to go like traveling for my senior trip and everything before going to college. So that's what I wanted to do over summer. But as all the travels are like not allowed now, I can't do that. And so like, and the short term, I just had all this like fun plans for like graduating from high school, and like it's my first year going to college. So I just had all these like fun plans to do, but it's just didn't work. But like for the long term, I feel like due to coronavirus, I think we're gonna have like new style of working. There's gonna be like remote like working and everything. So I don't think like all the business will gonna change into remote working, but I feel like they're actually gonna have options of it, and they will have it like as like a plan to for the future setting if we have such thing like this. So I feel like being a pharmacy student, I don't think I will be like affected with like remote learning if I go to like actually end up being a pharmacist or like end up going to like pharmaceutical science company. But I think for the long term, my job itself won't be that affected, but I would have to be more cautious with like infectious diseases and how the trend is going and everything.
Definitely. Also good to know that you are a pharmacist.
Yeah, I'm a pharmacy major. Yeah.
So this is a more personal question, but like you said, it's okay if I ask. Do you know of people that have been affected with COVID?
Do you mean like getting infected or just like their life affected?
Getting infected. Like, or had virus and recovered.
I actually have a friend who was actually infected with coronavirus. I didn't know about that until she actually got out of hospital. She didn't tell me anything, and I was kind of like upset about that, because why wouldn't she? I'm her friend and everything. I was kind of like sad about that, but she didn't tell me because she was like, she didn't want me to worry about her and everything. So I actually heard about that, and she's doing fine. And I'm not gonna say her name, but she's also a freshman, but she's going to Georgia Tech, and I think she's doing okay, and I know she's doing okay, but I'm just worried about her because, coronavirus, even though you are infected once, you can be infected again at everything. So I'm just kind of worried about her.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm glad that she feels better now. So what are ways that you personally have dealt with the pandemic? I know it can be frustrating to stay in all day and have to work remotely. So there are little things that people like to do that kind of keeps them busy but also sane. Wondering, like, how have you dealt with the virus and how have you been able to kind of keep yourself in a like state of mind and
So while coronavirus was really really widespread and there were a lot of new cases every day, I actually stayed at my home for I don't know, 2 months, something like that. I mostly stayed in my home unless I had to went out or unless my family wanted to get out. So I did a lot of puzzles actually. So I did a lot of jigsaw puzzles. So there's 3 boxes of 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle at my house. So my sister and I, we actually just finished one, is with the Pegasus. So it was hard, but we were doing a lot of those. And so in Korea, there's weird thing going on about trying to do this challenge things and everything. So there was a weird thing about trying to whipping 1,000 times of coffee so you can make it as like a little puffy little thing. So they were actually doing that, and we actually did that quite a lot. Quite a few times, because that is actually fun. It's hard, but it's actually fun to do, and it's a fun way to spend time. So we were actually whipping, and it was yeah. We spent times like that. It was funny though.
That's really nice. That I feel like a lot of people found the cooks in them during everybody was cooking and chefing it up. So,
Definitely.
this is my last and final question, but I just wanted to mention something that I think is very important. I feel like a lot of people have been talking about it during the pandemic because just staying at home doesn't seem to be the thing for everybody. It's not. Everybody's an introvert. Not everybody feels comfortable spending so much time with themselves. I think mental health is a very important issue. And especially during this pandemic, I think checking in on people is very crucial. So I just check in and make sure like how you're doing with that and like, yeah, just if you're doing good or if you need anyone to talk to and that's something that's very important.
Yeah, it is important. I do agree with you. The mental health, there are a lot of people who's getting into depression, and there's a lot of people who's actually needing for advice and needing for therapy session and everything because of just staying home is not their thing at all, and it affects their mental health. And I'm personally an introvert, so first 2 months I was actually fine with staying home and everything, but actually when it went to my 3rd month of staying at home, I was actually getting I don't know, I was just so like I don't know how to say it, but so tired and exhausted of staying at home and everything. So that's when I actually started exercising and going to gym. The gym didn't really work out, but I was doing a home exercise and everything, or just running around the park. And that's actually how I dealt with my mental health. And that helped because just like actually exercising made me like think that I'm actually outside, that I can like just like look around and see like different colors and everything. Because staying at home, you only see like certain colors and it's just like, I don't like it.
Concrete.
But yeah. Yeah, but so I dealt with this and I think people should. It's actually good to exercise. I think exercise is a good way to like deal with your mental health and deal with like depression, because you can focus on other thing other than thing things other than just like your home and that you're like stuck and everything. So I think exercising is a good method too. And if someone need like to talk to someone, I actually FaceTimed a lot with my friends in America. So just like calling them for like an hour actually helped my mood for the day. 'Cause I just like talking to them and knowing about what they're doing and telling them what I'm doing, just like that simple conversation just helped my mood because it seems like that a lot of things are there are things that's normal. Because and knowing that there are things that's normal actually helps to think that your life is not a total, I don't know, crap.
Yeah, that definitely is a good way. I feel like even I did that a lot. Just like makes you feel closer, makes you feel like you're around people, and it is definitely needed. But yeah, I think those are all my questions, but much for taking out the time. And I know really there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stop the recording now.